Shir Lamed Aleph and Mishnah is McVolus by the Rosh Yeshiva continued. Gimel Sivan Hei Tov Shimim Hei, May 23, 1985, on Thursday continued.
So then, the fetus is not considered like a normal Gemara. The fetus is considered like a value by itself, an entity, a creature by itself, so it requires its own cure. Now, is the fetus immersed in the water? Does the goof of the fetus come in contact with the nebuchadnezzar? Of course not. So the goof of the mother is interposed between the nebuchadnezzar and the goof of the fetus, so it should be accepted. What you say is not makti, but the Gemara says that even the right say, so only there is a blockage and wall of the goof. So if it's not marked with the ice at least, but if there is a blockage on the whole goof, so then it is chesed with the ice, even though it's not marked. Here, the goof of the mother blocks the whole goof of the fetus. So even though it's not marked, so it should be chesed. So one of the terrors, the desire, that's the nature of the fetus. That's the way the child develops. That's the way the child develops. So maybe it's not faces. Timore. So if we say Ubayachine, so there is no kasha. But if we say Ubayachine, so there should be chitze. Shana Uba behind the Bisi. That's the way the child develops. The love chitze. Kasha. Alright. So the male here too. If he was Shase Manitne, and then he was stable himself, so maybe it's considered as if Phil had realized on my thing that he's inside his goof. But the goof order is interposed between the mind inside his goof and the Neyamishveh. How would we say? Just as the goof of the mother is no chitze, even though it's interposed between the Neyamishveh and the goof of the Israel. Fine. Somebody swallowed a wind. That is so. So he came to me. Then he's already shown off. He told out now. So he came to the mess. So yesterday has always given desire. So he's on the third day, and Shom on the seventh day, and then he was staying there, and then he vomited out the rain. The year before, toiling. So one could argue that this rain is started, even though originally it was Torah, but he swallowed it. So it was inside his group. And when he had prevailed the mass, the wind was inside the roof. So just as he became stomach when he entered the other mass, so the wind came inside the stomach also became stomach. We don't say it. Why? Because it's a tumor blow. Since the wind was blew out in the stomach, so it didn't become stomach when he entered the air. Suppose he swallowed the rim of the floor summit. Tegel veichel mitome. Tegel veichel. Now the question is this. How can he, after the tefillah, eat chumet, but he has in his stomach, he has it abas meyo? The answer is true, that inside the stomach there is content between the abas meyo and the stomach. But tumah bruo does not impart it to the guforo. Kikio, and suppose he vomited it out, tomato, it was it. And then when it comes out, it comes in contact with his lips. So then it becomes stomach by touching the vast tomato. And even though he was staying there, after the meat was in his stomach, but that did not entire the tabas that was blue. Chetri toku godon, his man shun here, chetzeit, because then it's not this a story, it's a boku golu, even here, so then it's a this a story. He's still there, on the Mose. Now again, here, if we say, even here, this a story. So if we say that is second washing the rash, fine. So all of this mind means that there shouldn't be the vachetz here, there is no vachetz inside the group. But according to the first wash, the all of this mind means that there should be possibility water will enter. Now, if somebody shut the book into the lungs, inside the body another person, so then when they stay there, so water can possibly come. So again, if we say like the first Loshin Barash, then we have to accept the Kiddush of the Ramon Tano and the Yud. Mocking the Lua does not require all of this life. Alright. Show so much in pain, show much in mind, shame in the group. We also feel that I'm going to be so much in mind, and tell me if you have a chance in pain, you don't want to go. He should tell me if I'll be a shock, I can show you so there, I can show you so. Show much a little bit of blue, show me tame. Tell me if I'm going to be too much blue, I'm going to be a chain. If man should be out in the hood, if man should be out in the hood, if man should be out in the hood, in chetzi b'tfile, kol zman she'in eirem. Now, don't have to go over inside of the rush, because I already mentioned all the important rush in the ninth period and in the third period. Now, still have what is it? 35 after? What?
41 minutes.
That's what it is. 5 minutes, yes. sad kommt sein Fressen hier. Sicher sind die Jukon Kuboi Pamachas, die Tirocho, schon ihr Leo, schon der Wachheit, Bakul Kolschu, in der mir auch ein Toll hat, die Wachheit, a Filo, in den Akkeres oder Bato, die Akkeres oder Akkeres oder Kleilo, die mich da auch ein Toll hat, die Kachheit, so, die Bessiosex says, that there is a Machweges, between the Rambam and the Rashba. What does Makkid alone mean? Does Makkid depend upon Reb Yodo or upon the person in question, the Tehler, the Tevelis? So, the Bais Yosef says that according to the Rambam, it depends upon the Tehler of the Tehler, not Reb Yodo. And according to the Rashba, it depends upon the Pedia of Rebbe. The Bach says there is a Machlokes. Ma'al Machode, Ma'al Machode Reiki. But the Bais Yosef holds that there is a Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. According to the Rambam, the Pedia depends upon the Pedia, and then according to the Rashba, it depends upon Rebbe. From the Rosh, it's Mashma. The both are involved. The Kpede of the Tebe, or the Kpede of the Kpede of the original. That's why the two doesn't mention a Machlokes, Rambam, and Rashba, because it passes by Rosh. The Bach explained the two, because there is no Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. Ma'a Machode, Ma'a Machode, below three. You have to leave a good fatum that no matter you can hate it. So hate it. Now. So that's the more. The more I need a woman is in here and in suke. Rube you mag pit hate it not ever. But in the Rabbonon, Ruben may not be discredited, and Mute are not be discredited. But Mute Cheney Makbid is not even credited in the Rabbonon. Now, in Shuris Yaakov, in his parish on the Yodei, the Simit Kuftai Chesed, mentions a terrific finish. He says that once the Chachomim were Misakim, once the Chachomim were misakim that Rube Sheini Makpi is Chelteis, so the Mele Nidereise is Chelteis, even though originally before the Takonas Chachomim, so when the Torah was given, before the Chachomim were misakim, the Trubei Shein Makbid is Chesed. So the halacha was that even if there is a blockage and all of the good, but if he is not Makbid, it's not Chesed. But once the Chachomim were Misakeh, that it is Chesed, then every table is Makbid. Because he cannot ignore the Chachomim. So maybe it becomes a Rova Makbid. That's what he should say. So as a result of the Rechonis Chachomim, that Ruge, Ve'in Makbid, should also be Chelteis. So, and we are talking about people who are not concerned with Rechonis Chazal. We are talking about Yisrael Chay. So Yisrael Kosher is certainly Chelteis. But Hanis Chachomim, he will not make it pure unless it conforms to the Hanis Chachomim. Not only it conforms to the Raisis, it has to conform to the Rabbonis also. So where is Magdi? What difference will it make right now? So, Pero solo de 15 horas en Calibones, I saw it years ago. So he mentioned that he should see after the time. The Bohom and Mr. Tani, whether he agrees with the Shusha, because it's his guiding truth. The Bohom says, who will be the Mahdi go of the Chaitz is not there. So the Shusha comes and says, originally in Chaitz, but one of the Chachamim of the Saki, that he should remove that kind of a blockage, so maybe one is Mahdi, so maybe it's Chaitz becomes a Rova Maki. So Khan says, no, he doesn't mention the Shusha. He doesn't mention the Shusha. He says, true, that now everyone is Maki, every table is Maki, to remove that Chitze that is Rova, even with the same thing. He's a military, right? But make a difference. He's a military, not he's a military. So he's Maki. But at what is in soil question mark now. He's Makpi and the whole blockage. He's only. Now, this guy represents the group power. So, you have to imagine this is impressionistic art. There's the group art. And suppose there is a blockage on the wall of the group art. On the wall of the group art, this is the group art. And this is the chit on the wall of the group art. Originally, he is not. But the Chachamim said, he's crazy. So he is not. What is not? In order to perform Chachamim's Chazal, he has to remove that blockage. So remove it. Does he have to do it in order to adhere to the Chachamim's Chazal, to be loyal to the Chachamim's Chazal? Does he have to remove the whole blockage? He doesn't have to remove the whole blockage. He has to reduce the blockage so that instead of blocking the major portion of the book, it will only block a minor portion of it. So he has to remove the difference between almost the half of the group and more than the group. That is a mute. It's a very simple question. It's a simple question. He has to remove that much. So then, if you remove that much, so this will be a mute of the block. A blockage of the mute of the group. So the apodic on the basis of the Takonis Chachomim extent that lies only to the difference between a half minus, a little less than a half, and the rest of the blockage. That in itself is a mute of the group. So it's mute. So the Kede applies only to a mute of the group. Now, Rakhamezer is interesting. The Rakhamezer in the Chil Gimu of Achiezer, I think it is true Lam Gimu. If it's not Lam Gimu, so it's Lam Dalet, so it's Lam Hei, it's one of these two. He said the same thing. Not many of them. It was the Chavre same thing. And that's, I mean, I have no objection, that's a very obvious mathematical computation, and Khan is right, Khan is right, but I don't understand the whole question. I don't understand the whole question. Now we can ask a stronger question. And this question, the issue is Yaakov's composition. Khan mentioned the two parents. It's a very simple computation. But there are more paskins, and the more paskins, that the Chatzila one should differentiate even for new chamber. But the other, let's say, suppose he has something on his hand, a piece of dirt on the hand, not marked, but that piece of dirt is not marked. So the Chatzila shouldn't go to him until he removes that piece of dirt, even though is not bad. Let's say the third, so the average person is bad. But let's say if we learn in the Mishnah that if somebody is in the profession of a curses down, then if he has a spot of blood and he's good, so it's not marked. So it's a new chain marking, so it's not fainted. But even a mark is done, a doctor, you know, who draws blood all the time, he's not marked if he has his part of blood on his hands. So before he goes through it, he should remove this part of blood. So let us say, but the event is still through it. There's the Psalm of Ramot. He's seen what he has. So he can ask the same kind of question. There we can give our answers, but since in the Chatzilah, in the Rabbah, he has a great change, so he's already marked it. So he never should be able to. Then we can give our answers. But there is a very simple balance, I think, to our question. Marked it or not marked it is not determined by the Kriyeh because of Hochmias, because of Yerushalayim, because of Umkat. Makpit or makpit has to be determined on the basis of the psychological insensitivity of the person. Not whether he's makpit. Let's say somebody is makpit because he thinks that he's against the deed. That's not called makpit. Makpit means, let's say, if you have say tachas atzipeya and your flesh above the tzipeya, you have dirt on your hand and your face. So whether he's full or not, whether he has Yerushalayim or not, whether he's a Jew or a goy, he can't stand it, and they'll immediately try to remove it. So that's what pain is. Pain doesn't mean he's makpid to remove it because of Yerushalayim, because of the deen, because of the mitzvah. Kpeyde means he's sensitive to it. He can't stand it. If he has dirt on his body, if he has seya latzpeya, so he can't stand it. He feels uncomfortable. But psychologically, he's not uncomfortable. Only thing is, because of Yerushalayim, because of Chumkat, he wants to remove it because he wants the Tzvila to be given to it. That's not considered Makpid. I think that's the law portion. Okay, now. So we are finishing the place. We don't have to go over any Rash or Osh inside because all the important Rash and Osh are mentioned. If there's something we can come back to or discuss it, or remind yourself or discuss it next time. But we should go over in the tool and in the Chaber and Ramot, no Shach and no Chai.
Shir Alamed Beis in Mishnah Esmik Balls by Lo Shishiva Chesi on Eter Tav Shem Mem Hei May 20th, 1985 on Tuesday.
Oh, we just started. Tzricha Shetid will call Gufa. We come back to the Hotzor Shalom Shuda Vachetzi. That will call Shu. In Dera Vuyomom, in Dera Vuyodom, in Tomim Hakito Vachetzi. Afiru in Eino Makpeda Tzorot Ato. Oyapilu eino makpedes or leilom kim shidera chayim yodom hakti bika chaytis. Now, according to the Shos, according to the Bach, there is no machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashba. It's maro machodet and maro machodet the way it will. In other words, the Rashba emphasizes the kpedia of chayim yodom, even if the respective table of the Dallas is not makpid, and the Rambam emphasizes the kpeder by the particular table of the Dallas. But whatever the Rashba emphasizes, the Rambam agrees, whatever the Rambam recognizes, emphasizes, the Rashba agrees. That's according to the Rashba. However, the Beis Yosef in Parshas Haoshi of the Rashba indicates like the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef says that there is a basic machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. According to the Rashba, so Kpede, the criterion of Kpede, the criterion of Kpede is regular, not the respective table of others. And according to the Rambam, the criterion of Kpede is not regular, but the specific table of others. The specific table of others. In other words, so then, according to the Beis Yosef's Shita in the Rambam, so why do the Mishnah have to tell us this is the chitze, that is not the chitze? In other words, Beis Asforim by Ish or is the chitze, by Ish it's not the chitze. It's a question you have to ask the particular tailor. How can the Mishnah tell us? Bishlein, if we say, depends upon the tailor of Rei Yodom. Some may understand. So the Mishnah tells us the facts. But if the criterion is not the page by Rei Yodom, but of the specific tailor of the Veles, so we have to determine in each particular case. So what's the importance? I mean, we're saying this is chetze, this is not chetze. So we have to say, because in other words, in case we don't know. We don't know what the pain is. Unless sometimes the people themselves don't really know what is matzah, what is not matzah. So then, we assume that these things is makti, these things are not makti. Alright? But it's a little strange. Anyway, the Rashba, but the two says that both are important. The Kpede by Rebbe Yodom and the Kpede, even in the particular table of Ibelis, is not makti, or the paper by particular paper of Ibelis, even if Rebbe Yodom are not makti, but it's mashma from Rosh Hashanah. It's not that he mentions both, because Sveiki is a human. It is Svada he mentions both. In other words, he agrees with both sheets. In other words, the two, even the Beis Yosef will agree that the two holds that both are important. The Kpede of Rebbe Yodom and the Kpede by the particular table of the house. Tzricho shetinu kogubol pamachas tzricho toro shoyol ha-shudu ha-chitzit v'aki ha-kosho in der Rebbe Yodom nipom l'hati dolo chitzit afilu imeno makpedes olof atom o yafilu imeno makpedes olof leilom כאילו שדרך רב מאודום להכתיב בכך חייץ. ואם הוא חייץ רב הגוף, אפילו אין דבר מאודום להכתיב בכך חייץ. מדרבות, it's an obstruction on the major portion of the book. Now, mention last Thursday,
thank you.
Now, there are four different bodies, and the Rav Amir in his tale Shani Kvoyis, so in connection with Mishnah Nation, it was very good. A pair of tests Mishnah Gimel, a Mishnah Nechitz, Kilti Oreish, and Mishnah Shachim, and Mishnah Storm Bish, the Blazer in the Rechod Bish, the Rechod Bish, who are Makhdo of Chitzish and Makhdo of Nechitz. So, the Rav Amir and his Mashpah from the Washington of the Teres Abayis, the way the Siosef presented it, not like the Bach, that and that question is the machloket between the Chachomim and Rav Lezer. The Chachomim, the Tanakhame, say, in other words, that it depends upon the Pede or Pede Olo. Some in Mele, he says, Vayisho, Hevi Noshim, Nisui, Sahamak, Gireis. So it is a Chitze. And by Noshim, men, Reiv Anoshim, Amatnak, Pid, so it's not a Chitze. So really Sadr Tzitzin is the particular Ish happens to be very sensitive and he is Makhdi. And by Isha, even if she's completely insensitive and she's not Makhdi, if she's in Yisua, so it is a Tzitzin. And that's what the Tanakham is. Chachom. As a name, Echo the Ish, Echo the Isha, call a Makhdi of Chitzin, Vishayim Makhdi of Chitzin. In other words, Rav Lezer says no, it's no difference between men and women, married and not married. In other words, in the particular table of the relish, he's makpid, even if he's a man, it's a chesed. He's not makpid, even if she's a woman, and Yisua, so it's not a chesed. And the aloch is like the chamon, like the chalikam. That's the shikir of the Teres Abayis, and the Rav Amir, Daniel. Now the question is, how about the Rabbanon? How about the Rabbanon? I'm sorry. How about the Rambam Shita? The Rambam Shita, he passes that the criterion of payday is not ignored, but this specific table of the Velez, and we're not concerned with the Kpede of the average person, of Reiner, but in particular thing with the Velez, doesn't it seem that it's in the breakers between the Chachomim and Rav Lezer? Maybe the Aloha should be like the Chachomim, and the Rambam Pirush Mishnah says in so many words that the Aloha is like the Chachomim, like the Chachomim, not the Chachomim. So, I mentioned what the Sisyontev says. The Sisyontev says, and that's probably the pshat of the Rambam, that when the Mishnah says, a kolamakid of chetzim, shein makid of ben chetzim, so it's not the conclusion of Rav Lezer's memory. That's the memory by the Mishnah itself. That's how we really pull on. That's how we really pull on. And you have to be the Mishnah. Eru Shein Chaytetzin. Kilti Oren Shubiz Hashachim Ubiz Hashtorim Biyish. Reb Lezer Emeir Echad Yish Echad Yisho. Period. Then the Mishnah mentions Radhi. Kol HaMakido of Chaytetzin Vishay Makido of Chaytetzin. Not like the Rajbon, the Razapayis, the Ramiri. They say that Kol HaMakido of Chaytetzin Makido of Chaytetzin is the hemshach, the continuation of Rav Lezer's mantra. No! Rav Lezer is a Chadish HaRish appears. Then the Mishnah mentions Aradim, Kol HaMakido of Chaytetz, Vishayi Makido of Chaytetz. She Makido of Chaytetz. So now there's a Salim de Kulam, a Kulamit Haram. But, so what is the Machlinke between Panikame and Rav Lezer, was whether the Saar and the Sastori is a Chitza Mata Chitze Monetcha. Rav Lezer says, if a man is Makhtit, it is a Chitze. Implication being that the Chachalim say, even if he is Makhtit, it's not a Chitze. But according to Rambam, the Mishnah says Alum Nikul Alme, Kola Makiro Chetzi Shein Makiro Ben Chetzi. So the Pshat is, I mean, I think the Gullis Aliyah says that Pshat, according to Rambam, that it's a machlekes in the degree of pain. So the Mitzvah is like this. A woman, a married woman, is very makti and Chetzi in this story. Because, in other words, she's so makpere, she's so sensitive, she's ready to exert a big effort in order to remove the stone. So, maybe it's a real tzitzit. Masha'im came, amen. Alright, meichateise, if he can remove it, if he can remove the obstruction without any tear, he'll do it. But, he's not going to exert an effort. If it requires an effort, he'll leave it. He doesn't care. So the question is, in the extent of pain, how much pain is it? According to the Kameh, only if the pain is so big that the person, the table, the developer is ready to be matriach himself or herself. But if he just will remove it with these, but not with the tirche, then it's not a sin. And Ablezer says, no, as long as the particular table of the developer wants to remove it, if he can remove it with these, so it is already a sin. That's the matter. Right. Anyway, the psak by the tool and the mechaber is that both are kpeidah of reviyolo and kpeidah in particular thing of God. Alright. Beilei advoim shachetzim Chutei tzeme alo pishtonu yutzuin shetich l'asah v'reish oi min yishom kimbok nigul chut ma'achit mishesoni batzavo sheheison en chay tzitzin v'ikato yishesoni batzavo chitzetzes v'hod chutei tzeme alo pishtonu chitzin dar kishima yse gdil shehein udoki abo gdil means when it's enough, you know, when you make sure one on top of the other. And but if it has no kshari, so then it's not painted. Because it allows the water to come through. Amalim ahugi, rifui mei, veim chesi, ubiubachu in muzobin lo yitinopi, biyaraibet osa gam bahugi, biyuhiti ala bahalumin, osu maise reshes, my service. Now, I went over, but we have to go over the Gemara in Shabbos. And that. Alright. Here's Shabbos. Now, it's very important to learn Shabbos. Nun Zayin. Alright. Dachten Zayin und Lala. Bamei isho yeitzo, bamei le yeitzo. With what things can a woman go out no shesaradon on Shabbos? Lo yseitze isho, lo yvechuti tzemer, vi lo yvechuti pishto. Vi lo yvechuti shegera isho. If the woman has, let's say, a thread, a woolen thread, tied around the hair. So then, on Shabbos, she cannot go out into the street, into the Sarabim like that. Not that it will involve an Isar and throw you with a rice, but in the Rabbon. Or a linen thread, will be a tree generation, straps and hair. Sometimes, certain women they tie the hair, you know, with this strap. So she's not allowed to go outside on Shabbos. Now, you know, it is your bed, and she should not go tefillah with the straps on the hair or the threads on the hair. She's more as a kasha. Tefillah man the harshmo. Why all of a sudden? I mean, we are not discussing dinim boys, we are discussing the tzir b'shabbos. So why did the Tana mention all of a sudden about tefillah? It's not in yore. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Omar Rabbi bar Avraham, Matam Omar. Matam Yudit Yish Oloi Bechut Yitzen Avraham Bechut Yishtot. Mipnei Shomru Chachomim Bichelu Titlu Ben Ach Terapei Bichidu Bichelu Titlu Ben Ach Terapei Bishabes Vteitzei Dilmo Nisramu Lotfile Shom Mitzve Bishavyalu Biosela Asuyune Daladamu Yudosh Sarap. The Mishnah mentions tefillah because it's important. There is a connection. In other words, the Mishnah is trying to explain why is a woman forbidden with the Rabbanon to go out with the straps and the threads on her hair. Because suppose she has to go with tefillah. B'nei Zachariah. So then the Chachamim said that she has to loosen the straps and the threads. If she doesn't loosen them and they remain tight on the hair, so then it's a chitze, because then the kesher of the thread or the strap on the hair will prevent water from coming through to the hair. So it's a chitze. So melee. She's not allowed to go outside on Shabbos with her. Because suppose, for the Gzera, if we allow her to go outside with the stuff on her hair, maybe she'll decide to go tefillah. Maybe she'll decide to go tefillah. And then she knows that whenever she goes tefillah, she has to take off or loosen or take off the strap. So she'll decide to take it off. And then she'll carry it inadvertently down the road to the rabbi. So because of that, the Chachamim asked her to go out with a strap on the hair. With a strap on the hair. Alright. Now look at Rashi. Tefillah man d'chashmei ma'in tefillah for Shabbos. Mishayu u'mater says, I mean, she loosens them. Literally Shabbos. Now the question is, Baruch Rashi, how can she go tefillah on Shabbos? Isn't it also to go tefillah on Shabbos? Because it's like misake. So the answer is, there is a heter to go tefillah on Shabbos. Because mira kemeika. In other words, because it doesn't look that the person goes down to the mikveh for the purpose of being entire himself, but that maybe he goes down to the mikveh in order to refresh himself, to pull off. So maybe it's not also to go three lunch hours. So other mirakimeka, the mirakimisakinatim, to be tailored, a kale that became Tomei on Shabbos is also because of the sakimone, but to be tailored an odom on Shabbos who is Tomei is not also because a person might go down to immerse himself in the mikveh in order to refresh and in order to cool off. Now, in other words, it's not us have to go to tefillah on Shabbos. But the problem with the Hasidim to go through on Shabbos is something else, because the mikvahs today are hot, and there is a it's a shvus to be reichen. It's called gufei bichamim. That's a real issue. That's an isabomo. So that's the kasha again of the Hasidim. And as a matter of fact, against Hasidim, against Rabbein, against everybody, there is a tshuva. There is a tshuva in the Divrei Chaim. Someone, another Godel, who was a Rebbe himself, asked the Divrei Chaim, one of the greatest Rabbein, the greatest poskim among the Rabbein. So he says, what's the heter of the Rebbeim and the Hasidim to go with Tfile and Shabbos, all the mikvahs are hot, it's in Issa Shus. So he says he many times thought about it and he couldn't conceive of any other. But since Gdeir Eilom and Tzadik Eilom, but why is the Malvish Island? Because the Mikvah is hot. But if they would be Tevel, the Mikvah is not hot. And years ago, the Mikvah were in Mahatra. Then today, as a matter of fact, even today, the more Hasidic a Mikvah is, the hotter it is. If it's a very Hasidic Mikvah, then it might be something to go to the Mikvah. Accidents happened already. In the place too, I mean, some of the employees in Williamsburg, in Borba, are boiling hot. Anyway, it's hot and there is a Nisa. But in cold mikveh, there is no shy. Of course, there is a minig that's not really more to be reached called Krufe in Bitsene. But that Isa Machas Minik does not apply to Tvila because it's a Shemitzvah, it's not, you know, in order to refresh himself. Alright, so then the Gemara says, Boyeminei Rafkanemi Rafticha, Chlil Temai. What is this Chlil Temai? In other words, suppose you have, and the hair, so you have like lace, you know, like lace. So, is a woman allowed lace work? Is a woman allowed to go out on Shabbos with that kind of a covering on the hair? Or threads or straps of lace? Is she allowed or not? So, if you move on the way, or if I'm late, culture or if we go through. In other words, what's the whole reason as to why a woman is not allowed to go outside on Shabbos with straps on the hair? Why? Because in case she decides to go through it, so she might take it off, because that would be a chitze, and melee. So inadvertently she'll carry it in her hand, talagans. But what is a chitze if it is made of dill, if the strap is made of dill, you know, knots. But if the strap is woven, so then she doesn't absorb the entry of water. Some melee is no chitze, some melee. There is no xayla as to why she shouldn't be allowed to go outside with woven straps. That's the pshat of Rashi. The Ra'ivet, he says that when the Gemara says, "Kol shu'ol, we go through," the Gemara doesn't mean that any woven strap is mutar, but only lace work, not just woven, lace work. What is lace? Lace work means, you know, you have threads, and then you have a hollow part, you know, empty spaces, lace work. So that is no chatzitze, because since it's lace work and it has empty spaces, so mele there is an ample opportunity for the water to enter, to penetrate. Masheinke, if it's compact, not if the strap is compact, not made of lace work, even though it's completely woven and has no knots, so it still obstructs, prevents the entry of water. According to Rashi, any woven strap, whether it's lace work, it has empty spaces or not empty spaces, so does not prevent the entry of water. And according to the Raivet, only if it's lace work, if it has hollow spaces, empty spaces. Right. Now then, the Gemovite Dame, Omar Abunet Reit Rabbi Yeshua, Chazine Le'achmese, Lo'ikabinolai. I saw my sisters, I saw that they won't makpid to take off the straps from the hair. The straps from the hair, the hollow, the lace straps from the hair, whenever they took it back. So why is that significant? Ma'ike din hachlishne din hachlishne. What's the chemine between the first lashon and the morning Shabbos and the second lashon and the morning Shabbos? The first lashon also said that all is mutar because it doesn't prevent the entry, because all does not prevent the entry of water, does not prevent the entry of water. So what's the significance of the second motion? He says, Chazin al Achris is in Kavimalaye. So the Morris says, Ma yike bin Hachrishne la Hachrishne? Yike bin Aye di Nif. So there are two pshot in the Rishayim in Nif. One pshot of the Rishayim in Nif means, it's mamish dirty. Suppose the straps are dirty, they have two on top, the straps. So the melee, and another pshat is, not that it's dirty, mamish, but it's coated with gold, it's muzo. Doesn't mean real gold, you know, like golden threads, golden straps, you know, golden threads. So in other words, if it's a golden strap, so a golden strap becomes dirty very quickly. If it's not muzov, if it's not golden, it doesn't become dirty so quickly, so readily. But if it's a chut muzov, or mitzua muzeves, a golden strap, a golden thread, readily becomes dirty. So, tucha. So, lahach mishnedoma kol shuol kuligozu haninamo. According to the first lotion, that the Chachom did not asa to go out on Shabbos with a woven strap that has no knots, so even the strap is dirty or golden, so a woman is allowed to go outside on Shabbos. You go outside on Shabbos because there's no gzeira. What's the gzeira? Maybe she'll decide to go through and take it off. She doesn't have to take it off. It's woven, so it's no tzitzit. So she'll not decide to take it off. But l'chach rishne, the amrat mishpeide, the reason is why woven stuff is all right to go outside on Shabbos, because women are not happy to take it off, but if it's dirty, so then the women will be happy to decide to go down to the mikveh to take it off. So then there's a zera, maybe the lot of work to carry it all down. Now let's see the Rashi.
Rabbi Yisai Miforsha, ach, pede lehne, ach, zitze.
quindi Cairo, cioè contro Rashi Pshat, when the Gemara says that according to the second washing, so then it's paper, so then it's also what says, not because of Chitze in Tila, but because she might take it off, she doesn't want her goof to become dirty. She doesn't want the dirty strap to become moistened, then to rub off and the other parts of her goof. But Chitze it is. According to Rabbi Yisrael, the failure to take off a dirty strap is because of the chitze in tefillah. The Rabbi say, "Miforshim ha'chpilin lechitze, ki kaino lo gubi u'machpilin lo chitze." Why does Rashi mention gubi u'machpilin lo chitze? After all, even meal to machpilin lo chitze. The answer is. Because new to Machpidor of Chaitis is only the Rabbah. So, Mele, the Chacham wouldn't be Gezer, it would be Gezer, Gezer. But, since Rubei Machpidor of his Chaitis is the Reise, so it's not Gezer, Gezer. But it's Gezer, lest she'll take it off. And in other words, so. I mean, this has nothing to do with Xera Xera, because because if the woman, you know, decides to go kill her, so she has to worry about Chitzim Rabon too. There's nothing to do with Xera Xera. But we are not Gezer so much. It's nothing to do with Zera and Zera. That was the slip of the tongue. But according to Rashi, if the Choshe had been only for, in other words, the woman is not likely to take it off while she's walking in the street if it's only a Chitze Midrama. If it's a Chitze Midrama, I say, so she's on guard, so even before she arrives in Mishke, while she's walking in the street, she might be concerned and she'll take it off. And inadvertently, she'll carry it out of the Amazon she's having. But if it's only Chitzim Rabon, so she's not so on guard to take it off even before she arrives in Mishke. So then we don't have to begin. So that's why, as she says, but we can deduce from this Rabbeinu of Rashi that they agree with the Shita Hagim. No, that the Machlokes between the Gemara and the Rambam, when we say the Rochas of Tzori B'mayim as a Tofel of Tzori B'mayim Yuseya, that Chitze is Me'akid B'Tfileh, even regarding the Seah, not only in regard to the Bosom, but even in regard to the Seah. So according to the game, the Seah is an entity by itself. In other words, if something obstructs the major portion of the hair, even though it's immune in respect to the goof, so it's chetzes for the right. According to the Rambam, Seah is like a part of the goof. So Mele, in order to be chitzim deraise, so there has to be an obstruction on the major portion of the goof. But suppose there is an obstruction on the major portion of the hair, but it's immune on the goof, so then it's not chitzim deraise. And here he says, Rubi Umakido is chitzim, how could this trap obstruct the major portion of the whole group? So his strap that is on the hair could sometimes obstruct the major portion of the hair, but not of the group. So we see from the Rabbis of Rashi that they agree the Shiva's again, the Shiva's right. The time of the Makula of Prince, of talent. You should have the Gemara, the Kashim, the Gavot Tumen. Chode v'chiyitma, ahu v'yidin melekitma. V'ashinu d'avach adohayel, v'maye kibim, v'kobit olay, choshet ki gufei, u'fot olay gavisare, ahu v'yidin olay melek, v'ahu v'maye, maye chesetik olay mela, ho achesetik. Look at crazy. So Rashi rejects the Pshat Rabbeinu. Why would he reject the Pshat Rabbeinu? Because true that if the strap is not clean, so then women are makpid to take it off whenever they take it back, when they arich it themselves. But since it's old, it has no billy, no knots, so then it's loose on the hair. So melee doesn't prevent the entry of water. So what kind of a chitze is it? In other words, dovah makpid is a chitze is the thing that I makpid to take off when I go into water is something that prevents the penetration of water. But if it's loose on the body, even if I am makpid, Now we can understand the truth. Alright. Ve'ele avvogim shecheitzis in them. Chutitzeba hu pishto mutsuim shekech min asab reish. Oim heim visho. Moki migu. Chutz me'achutim shesomim vatsa. She'ei somen cheitzisim. Lifi she'ei no mu'udoki. So that's also the more, but we don't have to go there. The more, this is more you have to go over because it's complicated. We will be able to understand the Torah and the Shekhanah, Kabbalah, Ramah, I mean, without going to the Gemara. But this Gemara is very simple. The Gemara says that what is a chitze? Only a strap on the hair, but a thread on the hair. But suppose she has a thread around the neck, a strap around the neck, so that is no chitze in feeling. Why? Because a strap on the hair, she usually makes it tight. Some really prevents the penetration of water. But a strap on the neck, she wouldn't make it very tight. Because then she would feel she's choking all the time. So mainly if she does decide to put a strap on the neck, she'll make it loose. She's not going to make the strap around the neck very tight. Because then she'll have the sensation that she's choking, except if it's a piece of jewelry, a cutlass or a necklace. So I suppose today is different. It's Nishtano Teva Miyoma, the Teva Hanoshi. So, but Gemara says that most women want to appear very heavy fat. So melee, when you put on a necklace, when they put on a necklace, a piece of jewelry on the neck, they are makpid that it should be put on the neck very tightly. So then it will press against the flesh of the neck, so then she'll look heavy. And heavy is beautiful. That's the way the women thought in those days. Today is different. Mishtana Teva world of today. Some melee, a woman can go tefillah with a strap, a thread around her, because that is usually loose. She doesn't want to choke, you know. But the necklace around her neck, she cannot go tefillah, because the necklace is usually very tight around her. Today's necklaces are very, very loose. And because today the teva of the women, the teva of Moshim has changed. Alright. So he says, ואילו הדבור שחיצה צומצם על הפישטון הרצויים שתירכם במעשה או ברש או אם הם נשאר בו כדיגור חוץ מהחוטים שסובי בעצבו שאין סומן חיצתי לפי שאין המועדוקים it's not tight because if you make it tight she'll have the sensation that she's choking ויקטרה בוטין נקול איזה פיסם ג'ונגל ילעולה שסובי בעצבו חיצת חיצת Why? Because they have to make it tight in order to look at the balas bosa. The whole the chute semer upishtok heitz tzim dakke kishay maisin dir sheheim uudoki abo im ahugi rifuim heim veinom heitz tzim but if it's woven then it's loose on the hair. Then it's tied loosely on the hair, not tightly. So it doesn't prevent the entry of water. Ubilvad shaliyehu muzobin giliyehu mitrobin. Now, Gemara doesn't mention muzobin. Gemara mentions mitrobin. But according to one pshat, mitrobin means mamish dirty, and according to other pshat, mitrobin doesn't mean mamish dirty. Even if it isn't dirty, but if it's a golden strap, so it's likely to become very quickly dirty. So it's also awesome. It's also awesome. Now, so there we have a machlokes between Rashi and the Rabbis of the Rashi. According to Rashi, so when the Gemara says that with nothing according to a second verse, since women are likely to take off when they are in chitzes gufon, so maybe it's osea to go outside and Shabbos in them because she might decide to go down to the mikveh to wash, so then she will decide to take it off. To take it off, and she might inadvertently carry it. Now, Adam is such a rabbin, but the chitzit it is. Why is it the chitzit? Because it's loose, so it doesn't prevent the penetration of water. But according to the rabbis, since the women are makpinis to take off a dirty or golden strap when they decide to wash themselves. To wash themselves in the mikveh, so melee it is a chitzit. Now, the mechaber here is not discussing dinei Shabbos, he's discussing dinei mikveh, whether it's a chitzit or not a chitzit. And still he mentions, so that, and I say the mechaber, it's the tour. So the tour passes like the pshat of the rabbis of Rashi, not like the pshat of Rashi. So that's a bit foolish. And the rabbis of Rashi is a difficult chitte, because Rashi himself has the kasha against the rabbis. How can we say that if the strap is dirty or golden, so they are makti to take it off whenever they decide to wash the hair? So, to wash the hair, less the water will moisten the filth and then to rub off on her hands and the rest of the body. But it isn't, because it doesn't prevent the entry of water. So what's the sheet of the office? If you pass it, that if something is on the body, even if it's loose on the body, and it doesn't prevent the penetration of water, but if it's something that the person is marking to remove it, so then it's injected. The Gemara says, Tivelis Ishavikodel. That means that the person who has to be tevel can make it feel a mikaradim in a bathing suit. Why? Because water goes through the bathing suit. stress, you'll put on the plastic beings, then you will not be able to go through in the plastic beings, because it prevents the penetration of water. But a woolen or a linen bathing suit, so you can stay there. So you can stay there, because water will go through, but so we do not say now what do we say. So Tivelasishan Godel, so there she's not Mark Perez. She wants to be taken in the bathing suit. But the answer is but not Mark Perez, but who came with Rabbanon is a tzitze, even if she's not marked with Rabbanon. And the Tivelasishan Godel means that she has going on and a whole. So it's chupe, so it should be chitze. So the answer is, since the water goes through the body, so mele, it's not a chitze, even if she is matters. So how can the rabbeisa, of Rashi say that the golden strap, an unclean strap, is a chitze, even though it's loose? And it allows the water to go through. So that's negative Gemara of the Tivelas Ishah Yudgodel. So that's the kasha that the Bais Yosef raises against the rabbis of Rashi. All right, but that's the shite of the rabbis of Rashi. Now, how can we explain the shite of the rabbis of Rashi? I mean, how can we answer the kasha of the relation for the that a woman can be taken out in bathing suit because water goes through. Oh, so you say that Tivelas Ishah Yudgodel, because Tivelas Ishah Yudgodel, when does the Rabbis of Rashi say that it is a chitze only when the person is makpid to take it off sometimes? When the person is makpid to take it off sometimes. But again, the Godel doesn't mean that he's bathing suit. Let's say regular body. When a person is usually makti, but this time she decided to be tabled in the body, So it's still a good feeling. So even a bathing suit, certainly, most of the time the person is makti to take off the bathing suit. He doesn't wear it all the time. He will put on a bathing suit dafke when he wants to go into the water to wash himself. But like this, he's not going to walk around the bathing suit 24 hours a day. So it's also a makti. So, and still, it's a good feeling. Still, it is a good feeling. So we have to say as a tax and the kashim of the against the Rabbeinu of Rashi, that when does now in regard to faith, so what does faith mean? Faith means if it is something that a person is marked to take it off sometimes, even though most of the time he doesn't take it off. For example, when a person goes to the leg, he has to take off the rings on the finger. Now, does a woman makpid to take off the rings all the time? No. But when a woman makes a mix of dough, then she takes off the ring, in order that the ring should not become stained by the dough. So still it's considered mahti. So mahti doesn't mean something that the person is mahti to take off when you wash yourself, when you take a shower, when you take a bath. Even if you don't take it off when you take it back, but you are mahti, you take it off when you make a mix of dough, so it's also considered mahti. So in Mele we say Tribeles Isha Bikodeo, even though the body is something, if a person, let's say, will put on a bathing suit and go through in a bathing suit, so it will be a good feeling. The Eved certainly, whether Chachile it's proper or not, so some Achrim say that even Chachile it's alright, some Achrim say Chachile it's not alright, but the Eved it's certainly good feeling in a bathing suit. So the reason is because the bathing suit, even though the person is makpid to take off the bathing suit, but when he's reichelt, he's good, he's not makpid to take off the bathing suit. On the contrary, sometimes a person will put on a bathing suit, davke when he wants to be reichelt, he's good. But the aloha of pity generally, does not depend whether the person is makti to take it off, bishas lechitze. Even if the person is not makti to take it off, bishas lechitze, but he's makti to take it off on other occasions, let's say a ring on the finger, bishas lechitze, the person is not makti to take off the ring. He's not makti to take off the ring. A person will take a shower and will take a bath with the rings out. But when he makes a mix of dough, then he will be makti to take off the rings. So it is a chitzi. So we say only because the ring is tight on the finger and it prevents the entry of water. Machinking something that is not tight on the wound, let's say a bathing suit. So even though most of the time a person doesn't want to wear a bathing suit, usually a person keeps the bathing suit off only when he or she wants to bathe, then they put on a bathing suit. So really it's not a tzitzit, even though many times the person is makti to take off the bathing suit, usually. But for the chitze purposes, he is not makti to take it off. On the contrary, for chitze purposes, she will dafke put it on many times. So it's not a chitze. Masha'in came, and a dirty strap on the hair, so then the women are makti dafke when they bathe to take it off. So then it is a chitze, even though it does not prevent the entry of water. In other words, there are two kinds of chitze, of makti. One makti is on certain occasions, and one makti is to take it off when you go bathing. So the shita of the Rabbei Sofi is that if they are makti when you go bathing, then it's a chitze, even though it does not prevent the entry of water. But when the pity is not there when you go bathing, when the pity is another occasion, when you make a mix of dough, another occasions, so then it pity is a chitze, only if it prevents the entry of water. But if it doesn't prevent the entry of water, it's not. Anyway, so one pshat in the Rabbeisof of Rashi by the Bais Yosef is that the Rabbeisof of Rashi holds that something that is makpid to take it off when you go bathing. So is a chitze, even though it doesn't prevent the entry of water. Then the Beis Yosef here mentions another pshat. The rabbis of Rashi agree with Rashi that when something does not prevent the penetration of water, then it's no chitze, even though there might be to take it off when we go bathing. But the reason is why the rabbis of Rashi say that the dirty strap is a chitze, because as a result of going into the water, the dirty strap or the golden strap tied on the hair, so then it becomes very tight to the hair. As a result of the moisture, a dirty strap, so it becomes tightly to the hair. Like this, if it's woven stuff or lace, so then it doesn't stick to the hair so tightly. Mashenkin, if it's dirty, so then the dirt acts like a glue, you know. Dirt connects like a glue. So then it makes it stick to the hair. Now, as a result of sticking to the hair, so it prevents the entry of water. That's why it's a thing. But not that something that you are making, even if it doesn't prevent the entry of water, so is it. Then the rabbis of Rashi, that's the second washing in the system. Now again, in the two. Vikatle, Shesovik Hatzabo, Chitzetz. Vihode Chutin, Sever Pishton Chitzetzin, Dabke Kishay Maise Dil, Shein Udoki, they are very tight. So it's Chitzet. Avo im Arubim Rifunim Hei, Veinu Chitzetzi, Uvilvacha Veinu Muzobi, Veinu Yiu Mugnof. That's the Rabbeis of Rashi. But there are two Mishenes in the Rabbeis of Rashi. One pshat in the Beis Yosef and Rabbis of Rashi is the Rabbis of Rashi hold that pain is a tzitze even if it's loose on the hair. And the other pshat is no, if it's loose, they agree with Rashi, it's not a tzitze. But the mitzias is that when there is dirt and it becomes moist in water, so it acts like glue and it makes it stick to the body. On account of the dirt, the moist dirt, so it sticks to the body. Now then, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ravid. When the Gemara says, Arugim, does the Gemara mean any woven stuff is loose, or it means only lace stuff? In other words, when they are empty spaces in the strap. There's the Ravid. Ravid also can barugim luhiter ala b'chalumi, when there are empty spaces, like lace. Also my sereshes. Now, chutin shal sa'ar, einum chetzitzin. Bamed lo namur mitman shein kishnei sa'ar. Kshur liyachat yeseya. When you make enough of two hair together, avo im shim shalachas, achas, then it's more of an act, is nehebet, so it obstructs the entry of water. Sa'ar shekine gedalei, uvizokei, hanid barze bazeh, machmazeh, chaytzeh, shedavei shudis ha-sechim, chaytzeh. Why? Because when it takes place in the chest and in the beard, then people are very sensitive, they are makti. But in the hair, they're not makti. Why? Because that's human nature. So, v'isashachin echeitzit, v'shvei simokin v'ishin echeitzit, u'v'yisho v'yisho echeitzit, v'yisho echeitzit, lifu v'shebe'ayin echeitzit, v'shechutz la'ayin, כל שהוא לך אין חצי יובש עד שיצטו לסיורי כיס חצי. Now that's based on Kami Gemara. That's a mechvot. Direct.